WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. You know, life these days can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? We're bombarded with information, deadlines, notifications, the whole shebang. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and lose sight of ourselves. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help us navigate this crazy world with more grace, composure, and yes, even confidence? That weapon is self-awareness. Think about it. How often do we react without truly thinking? We snap at our loved ones, say things we regret, or make decisions based on fleeting emotions instead of logic. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and tuning into the present moment. And trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy concept. This is about becoming more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, understanding what drives you, what triggers your stress, and how to respond with intention instead of just reacting. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your self-awareness and mindfulness game. 1. Know your triggers. Ever felt like someone just hits a button and suddenly you're in fight mode? Yeah, we all have those triggers. It could be anything: traffic jams, specific people, even certain phrases. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to managing them. Start paying attention to when you feel your emotions spike. What happened right before? Who was involved? Understanding your triggers allows you to prepare, choose a different response, or even avoid those situations altogether. 2. Embrace the power of I statements. Think about how you communicate. Do you tend to blame others or make sweeping generalizations? Instead of saying things like "you always" or "they never," try using I statements. For example, instead of "you're making me stressed," try "I feel stressed when." This shift in language takes the focus off blaming and allows for more honest and constructive communication. 3. Be present in conversations. How often do you find yourself half listening while scrolling through your phone or thinking about what to say next? It's easy to get distracted, but truly being present in conversations can deepen connections and lead to better understanding. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and focus on actively listening to what the other person is saying. You'll be surprised by the richness of the conversation and the bonds you forge. 4. Journaling for self-reflection. It sounds simple, but journaling can be a powerful tool for self-awareness. Take 10 minutes each day to jot down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Don't censor yourself, just let it flow. Looking back on your entries can reveal patterns in your thinking, highlight areas where you need growth, and provide valuable insights into your motivations. 5. Practice mindfulness meditation. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Meditation, that sounds too woo-woo for me. But trust me, even a few minutes of daily meditation can make a huge difference. Find a quiet space, focus on your breath, and simply observe your thoughts without judgment. It's like training your mind to be more present and less reactive. Alright, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're walking into a meeting, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Your mind is racing with tadas, deadlines, and the dreaded presentation. Now, if you haven't cultivated self-awareness and mindfulness, chances are you'll walk in projecting that anxious energy, maybe even making mistakes or struggling to focus. But here's the thing. If you take a moment before the meeting, breathe deeply, acknowledge your feelings, and center yourself, you'll enter the room with more clarity and confidence. You're less likely to get sidetracked by anxieties, and you can approach the situation with a calmer, more collected demeanor. Remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about understanding yourself better so you can make conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling life. It's about becoming the captain of your own ship, navigating the stormy seas of life with grace and composure. So, take these 5 takeaways, put them into practice, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences, your wins, and even your challenges in the comments section. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with practical Stoic wisdom for building calm confidence in a world that demands more than ever before. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.